I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about, for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, no doubt, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday, rainy, wet, and cold morning. If you're just getting out, getting started, it's 7:40 a.m. Central Standard, 8:40 Eastern, and we've got to remind you, it is rainy. The highways, the roads, the interstates are slippery. Please be careful. Remember, school buses, school kids, and school zones, you know already, they're in effect until 9 a.m. Kids are just trying to get on the bus, standing, waiting. You know what? Make sure that you please slow down and give them a break. Make sure that you're slowing through those zones. Make sure that you're helping our crossing guards, our resource officers, and most importantly, our bus drivers. They're trying to get our kids there safely. And let me tell you something. Those ladies and gentlemen have a lot of kids to pick up in the morning. So it does them good when you can just ease up, slow down, and really be patient with them. You know, a lot of these kids are getting on and off the buses alone, unattended. And so we just want to remind you, as we do every single morning. Also want to remind you about pedestrians. Still seeing a lot of foot traffic in areas of the city where it's just lots and lots of traffic, busy intersections, people are walking. And from my perspective, they are dangerously close to the road. So that's why we ask you every single morning to make sure that you stay engaged. And DC and I talk about it every single morning or every single time we see it. And we say, you know, just one swerve, one wrong move could really be life altering, not only for the person driving, but for the person walking. So those are just things that we've got to think about. And every single morning, I see way too many people multitasking, either putting on their mascara, their makeup, or using mobile devices, texting. And I'm going to tell you, as drivers, and especially as experienced drivers, we think we've got it all together. We think, I got this. You know what? It only takes one time for something to happen. And I know, I don't want to be the person that says, I told you so. But you don't want to be that person saying, all I had to do was. So if that's you this morning, you can stop. You can make the adjustment and you can be mindful. There's too much happening on the road. And really what I've noticed is that it's not just one or two people, there's several people. So if we're all texting and driving or trying to finagle with our mobile devices, then we're all in peril. So nobody's looking out for anybody else. So this morning, just food for thought, just a thought. Let's do something differently. Especially on mornings like this, you know, those roads are slick. Anything could happen. So as you're traveling in, getting ready for the weekend, we know it's going to be great. And you know what? Sometimes it just bears repeating. And we have to remind ourselves that we can be the change that we want to see on the road just by one person, just stopping. So anyway, switching gears this morning, I know that like many of Americans and the world, many of us went to bed understanding that Nelson Mandela had gone home to be with the Lord. And as DC and I sat and we watched the coverage and we looked at, you know, all of the documentaries and all of the legacies of what Nelson Mandela's life meant, somebody walked in and just read, distracted me. But so I started thinking, and DC and I were talking about last night, what really Nelson Mandela's life not only meant to us, but to the world. And so this is what I thought about. I said, you know, he was one of those guided, strong, ethical to the core. And he was deeply, deeply committed to political change. And, you know, as we watched the footage last night and we began to just go online and read about his life, you know, Nelson Mandela didn't just change the lives of one ethnic group. He changed the world. And he wasn't just for one group. He was a power that God sent for the world. And then I started thinking about his life. 95 years. I said, my goodness, you talk about being blessed with longevity, having well more than what God's promise said. You know, he saw it through almost like Abraham. You know, the word says 70 and maybe more if your health and strength allows. Well, he had 95 years. And then so we started talking about it. We started talking about his legacy, being spending 27 years behind bars and what that meant and how that could have broken so many others. And so as we reflected on his life and his legacy, we know that God built him for such a time as that, because many people would have been broken by that. They would have been embattled and bitter. And so as DC and I were talking about his life and his legacy, we started thinking about words like the lasting effects that he had. And the most compelling gift that I think he gave to the world, and it's a gift that we can all share in, and that was forgiveness. Forgiveness and a lack of bitterness. And then two other words came to mind, magnanimity and humanity. And what that means is that when you're a magnanimous person, you are generous, you know, beyond what others can even understand or can contemplate. And he served humanity. And then we started looking at the years, those 27 years that he spent on Robben Island. And then as we looked closer, we said, you know what? Many things happened there that he could have been bitter about. After 27 years of looking at that white limestone rock that surrounded the prison, it literally caused permanent damage to his eyes. But nevertheless, when he came out with a huge smile and a raised fist. And in his memoirs that he had written, he said, the title of that book was Long Walk to Freedom. And he said, I left bitterness and hatred behind. And he said, had I not left bitterness and hatred behind, I would still be imprisoned. And so as I started thinking about that, you know, we were talking about bitterness yesterday and how you can use bitterness as a catalyst that will make you better. And I said, as we are only 18 days away from Christmas, there are so many people that are moving into this holiday season, into everyday life, that live a life of bitterness. And if you look at the life and legacy of Nelson Mandela, and I alluded to Dr. King because he was in my heart and in my mind, and also Mahatma Gandhi, and you'll hear us say every single morning to be the change that you want to see. And that is a quote directly from Mahatma Gandhi. And you look at the great men like Mahatma Gandhi, Dr. King, and Nelson Mandela. And as we started to really understand that the paradigm that was created from Mahatma Gandhi's nonviolent movement. And so if these men can endure all of the things that they endured, and they can walk away and not be bitter, but use those hardships, those uncertainties, and get better and change the world, what can we do? You know, we're harboring that bitterness because somebody said something to you that you didn't like. Family members, people that were your friends, harboring that for years and years and years. And if Nelson Mandela had harbored the bitterness of his situation, he would never probably have metamorphosized into the great man that he did. He would have never been able to implement the change around the world the way that he did. And so this morning, as we will all watch footage, we will all go back and we will look at his life. For me, I look at the humility for humanity. I look at a magnanimous spirit. I look at a spirit of forgiveness.
And so that is a great, great prelude to this season of giving, of thanksgiving, of creating a thankful zone, and for celebrating Jesus's life, his birth. And so this morning we celebrate 95 years of just sure humility for humanity. And I know that everybody is going to feel a certain way, but the one thing that I hope that we'll do is we will share with the younger generation, our children, our teens, who Nelson Mandela was and what he stood for. Yeah. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's 7:50, the official OPT network. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's the day that we all love to love. It's Friday, December the 6th, 2 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 2 minutes after 9 Eastern, and guess what? We're 18 days, 15 hours, 57 minutes, and 43 seconds away from Christmas 2013. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. If you have a dream of becoming a homeowner, or you're just saying, you know what, I got a great rate, but the rate is even greater. I need to refinance, but I'm a little uncertain about it. Or I've got this property. I want to get into investing. Well, the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage can help you with each and every endeavor. All you've got to do is phone them at 318-561-8020. Also, UDB Insurance. It's how you can successfully navigate the Affordable Care Act. We're going to be talking about it. We're going to be bringing in experts that can help you to navigate, help you to work through it. But most importantly, to help you to see how having great insurance is going to be an asset and a benefit for you and your family. Wesley Watkins is the person at UDB Insurance with all of the experience, all of the expertise. And for an absolute free consultation, here's the number to phone, 318-445-9359. Well, you already know it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and it promises to be another incredible conversation. And for those of you who may be joining Real Women, Real Talk for the very first time, let me just share with you what it is. It's real women that come together with their own ideologies, with their own authenticity, just being real. And what happens at this table every single Friday is that there is an anointing that just drops in and just, it gives each and every one of us at least one thing to walk away with that will hopefully make our lives just a little bit better. And so with that said, let me introduce you to the women this morning. Joined by our regulars, Risa Bowie, you're becoming a regular. Welcome, Risa.
Thank you for having me.
We are missing one regular today, but she is in spirit. That would be Scarlett O'Hara. Ms. Weezer, she's missing this morning, but she's here in spirit. And also, Lamia, filtered, calmer, Solomon.
Fabulous.
Fabulously red. Fabulously all red this morning. Red hair, and everybody's got their cowgirl boots on. So I'm looking for a new cowgirl pair of boots for Christmas. Hint, hint, hint. But you've got a new look this morning.
Yes, I do.
I'm going to just call her Lady in Red. What's up with that?
This is my, you know, when I'm posting on Facebook, this is my K. Michelle Red. I love her hair. I admire her as a woman. I admire her as her spirit. Yes, she needs to be filtered some. But you know what?
You can really
relate to what she's been through in life. And she always voices her opinion. And she's not afraid to be her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we are afraid to mm-hmm. be ourselves. Mm. And I just admire what she's doing and just being able to have a downfall and recognize she's at her lowest and get back up
mm-hmm.
and be, and I mean, she got a Soul Train Music Award the other day. So, I mean, she's doing great things, and she has also transformed her life to where she's more filtered.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she has apologized for her mistakes that she's made mm-hmm. and trying to do better. But it is an everyday battle.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we talk about women, and I was sharing with the ladies this morning that Risa Bowie, every time you come on, and all of the ladies, I always walk away with a heart filled with just so much thought and so much more compassion. And it makes me want to be the most authentic me that I can be. And so last week, for those of you who may not have recalled the conversation, we were talking about Octavia Jackson Williams, who just released her new single, God Will Deliver. And I was saying to the ladies, we were having a conversation about why other women cannot embrace other women when they step into that season of their birthing, their dreams, the visions that God has shown them. And I said, is it hating? Are people hating when they don't go to your Facebook page, or they don't go to, I'm not on Instagram, but all of these other social medias where you can really laud people? Are they hating? And Risa, you said something so powerful. And I want you to just share that, because it stuck with me, and I think it's just something we really have to talk about.
Absolutely. I thought about it, and I remember last week you saying, wait, I asked you that question, but you took a pause.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I had to stop, because when I thought about the word hating, it was like, no, that's not everybody. And it made me just think about my personal life and people that I've had in my life. It's not the person that has become successful. It's now a sting for me, because it's basically a slap in my face. Mm. And thus, a lot of times that's how we see it. Not in a negative light toward anyone else, but it's a reminder of, I missed my mark. I missed it. I did something wrong. The ship sailed for me.
Mm.
And it's the very thing that I have been believing God for, I have been praying for. Just think about it. When you're praying hard on something and you're yeah. believing God for something, and the very thing that you've been praying for manifests in someone else's life,
mm-hmm.
it hurts. And so it's not that you're just being ugly and vindictive and you're not supporting them just because. It's like, wow, now you got to go back and you got to have a conversation with God and say,
what's up with
but
that?
But it's my turn. I've been on my knees for 10 years praying for this.
And then you probably look at that person and say, they ain't praying as much as
what?
I'm praying.
They don't have as much talent as I do.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're not as authentic as I am.
Uh-huh.
And that's I know that I can do better.
Uh-huh.
What happened? And so I needed to say that last week, because I wanted people to know. People are feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
They're feeling that. And then they turn around and beat themselves up for even having those kind of thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wait a minute, this is not me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really a supportive person. I'm happy for people. I want to see people blessed. We do. Think mm-hmm. about how many times you say, you know, I really love seeing people blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Until that blessing is your blessing.
Mm.
Until it's something that you've been waiting for and you've been striving for so hard and you've been so patient.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else's baby is what you're still carrying
mm.
in your womb and you're still pregnant with. And it's like, when is it going to be my time to push and birth my vision?
And when you said that, and today, I could just literally, I could get up and I could run, because it is just shrouded in so much truth. And I believe that it is the thing that every single person, whether you say you are or not, has felt that way. And when I left this microphone, I meditated on that literally the whole week. And DC and I started talking about it. That sting. And then if you really want to be authentic with yourself, I started going back and realizing all those times that I felt that sting.
And you know what? The thing is, it hurts bad, because you're sitting there and you're like, you know what? Like you said, Reese, is it my turn? It should be my turn, mm-hmm. but it's her turn, but it should be mine, because I've been doing everything. Well, guess what? That's when he's telling you to wait. And your time might be greater.
And are we really authentic when we say, oh, girl, I'm so happy for you? Are we really being authentic?
You know what? If I say it, I'm authentic, because I'm going to tell you, if I ain't happy, I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm trying to be happy. I'm just going to tell you straight up. I'm trying to be happy for you. But you know what? It's some stuff in me that's not letting me, because you know what? That's my stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be happy. I ain't going to lie, girl. I want you to be good, but I'm not going to. No.
That's real.
No,
wrong.
You know what? I want to come up. So, you know, just sit back a minute, because I was supposed to be you. I'm going to tell you. But if it's not, now, if I'm happy for you, I'm going to be like, you know what? This is you 110%. I'm so happy. I'm so proud. But if I'm not, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to tell you.
But you're one of those people that, and this is what I love, because every woman has.
Now, Lamia is a hater. That's called being a hater.
Is that called being a hater or is that just being real? I think I'd almost rather that.
Look, I'm being real.
She
I'm
being real
because
she said
because
it.
Because I'm telling you in your face, look, I'm trying. To really gather the facts.
Have you ever said that to somebody?
Oh, believe me, you can call my sister. She'll tell you I do it quick. I'm really trying to be happy for you right now.
Wow. Hey, I love that.
But you know, I'm trying to be happy. I want you to do good, and I'm glad that's a blessing for you. But the thing is, that was mine, and I'm hurt by it. And you know what? We'll still remain friends or whatever, because you're rather for me to tell you that than for me to sit up here and be like, girl, you know,
so
what?
Risa, talk about that, because that's just really real.
That's what
minister,
I was saying.
Minister to her on that.
That's what I was saying. The truth behind that is, we're happy for someone until their blessing was ours.
Right.
And now we feel like we've been robbed. We feel like you really feel raped.
But wait a minute. Now, consider this. What about all of the spirit-filled women that say, I know what God have for me is for me?
That's women that don't have a man. They say that.
But, you know.
They do say that. Yeah, they do. When they can't get a man or something like that.
Stay focused.
Know? Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Let's
stay focused on the dream and the vision.
Tell you the truth. You look
and
at
the baby.
You,
the birth.
You know, it's somebody for everybody. But you look at it and you think about it. Them women that all day on Facebook, they talk about what God has for me is for me. I just got to wait. Yeah, you true. You do have to wait or whatever. But really, you're unhappy. It's something you ain't doing.
But okay.
I think it's
something.
A safety net.
It's
I think that when they, you know, when you make a lot of times, and I'm not gonna say every time, because I've had to walk in that before.
Mm-hmm.
But just staying on when it's someone else's mm-hmm. blessing that you mm-hmm. want, and then you say, "What God has for me is for me." That's just you trying to reconfirm within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking to yourself
mm-hmm.
to make you feel better about the situation. But
say that again, Reese. Say it again. It's
confirmation for yourself.
That's mm-hmm. right.
You're speaking to yourself. Mm-hmm. What God has for you, it truly is for you. Mm-hmm. But if you really and truly believe that, then those feelings of, but why me, but why not, but when,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't even come up.
Okay, now let me bounce back to Lamia, because I think that that's really so important. And I think that that is real on every single level. And I believe that you saying that is what a lot of people want to say, but don't have the chutzpah to say it. All right, so what DC and I have really been working on in our lives is honesty and truth.
Mm-hmm.
And before you can recover from that, you got to own that.
And you know what? The thing is, a lot of people are scared. They're scared to be honest with their friend. They're scared to be honest with their family. They're scared to be honest. You know what? And that's just fear.
Mm-hmm.
And if God did not give us the spirit of fear, mm-hmm. then why are we scared to speak? There's a certain way. Like you say, I need a filter. I know that I need a filter, and I try to filter it out the best way that I can. But I still got to get out.
You got to get it out of you.
I got to get it out of me. If I get it out of me and put it on you, then it's up to you to deal with it. Forgive me or not, I have said my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to that other person. But as long as you harbor it in yourself,
mm-hmm.
guess what? That's you that got to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's you that got to deal with that fear. That's you that got to deal with whatever, that anger, that hurt, or whatever.
And then being bottled up because you see somebody that, and a lot of times we see people going to superstardom, or we see their star starting to rise. And we do, we have that little bit of sort of whatever that is in us that says, wow, what about me, God?
And you know what? I'm got to take this back, because once you say that, I always, and Reese, I always look at you. When you come in here, you like a breath of fresh air.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's just a breath of fresh air. And you know what? As a, and I always say, you know, I'm a baby Christian, but as a Christian, you know, I look at Reese, mm-hmm. and I look at Lisa, and then I'm like, I know my time is coming. I'm striving every day to do mm-hmm. better. And I look at them, and that's generally out of love.
Mm-hmm.
That's not out of, you know what, guilt or, you know, I'm feeling bad. That's because I admire what all of y'all are doing, because it's like, you know what, when I come in here, this is kind of like my praise and worship, and I can get it out,
mm-hmm.
and then y'all give me good input even off of the air.
Well,
that
see,
helps me.
So this is why it's called Real Women, Real Talk, because we really have to be real, and we've got to learn to be authentic. And I think that this conversation is really going to bless a lot of people this morning if you will just stop and be real. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about some personal things that I'm dealing with, that you just have to say it. You got to put it out there. Before you can fix it, you got to own it. And if you never own it, you'll never fix it. Hey, everybody, this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Legacy Floral Designs. For the finest floral arrangements for all occasions, Legacy Floral Designs is absolutely meticulous. They're located at 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, Louisiana. Also, our friends at Southern Heritage Bank. They're independently owned, serving the financial needs of our community, and Walker Automotive Group when others won't. Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Y'all, it doesn't get any more real than this. 17 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 17 minutes after 9 Eastern. You're on point, the official OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk. We're back with more after this.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in.
a trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure, unchanged strength, and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be with myself and center clarity, peace, serenity.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk. You're on point, the official OPT Network. It's 27 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9:27 Eastern. And I'm going to tell you, the conversation is so real and so amazing. And this morning, we're joined by Risa Bowie. Teresa Bowie, we call her Risa. Lamia calls her Risi. And we're joined by Lamia Solomon. And we're just talking about being real and what that means when you go through a time in your life where maybe you haven't birthed your baby. Maybe your dream hasn't happened. Maybe your season has not yet arrived. And you see somebody else's. That has, and you still, I'm hearing some talking here, and you still have that sort of sense of, when is it going to be my turn? And you want to be happy for them, but you feel that sting that many of us have called hating or haters. And Risa had such an incredible analogy during the break, Risa, and you got to just share that.
So I was talking about what came up in my spirit was, we all have had piles of clothes and handbags for the ladies, and or just stuff in your home that it's in the way, it's clutter, you gotta get rid of it, you gotta send it to the Goodwill. And so you get all of this stuff together, but before you actually make the drop, you start separating what needs to go in the trash and what you're actually gonna donate. And it's the same way with things that you have in you that you just need to purge yourself of, and it needs to come out. Once it gets to the lips, if we take the time to say, all right, what is just my trash that I really need to throw away and not share with anybody? Right. And what is it that I can say? I can still get my point across. Mm-hmm. I can still get the feelings out of me, but I can also be a blessing to somebody or be my genuine self or be transparent with somebody without it being offensive and without it hurting them. So before, yeah, we don't want to keep things in, but we don't just want to fly off the handle and give people our trash and our junk. We don't even want it. Mm-hmm. So why would we give it to somebody else?
And that's powerful. And you know why that analogy just hit home with me is because just two nights ago, I was purging my closet. I mean, literally. And I looked at some things and I said, you know what? This is not something I'd want to give to anybody. It's going to the trash. But yet we can see that in that analogy, but we can take our trash, the verbiage from our mouth, and the what would I call it? The insidiousness. And when I say insidious, I mean something that is only going to inflame. It's not going to bring people together. And this morning when I was talking about Nelson Mandela, he brought people together. Right. We'll take our trash and we will give it to others.
Just to get rid of it.
Just to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Just to make yourself feel better. Right. And so I think that that's why this conversation was so critical, because God had really been dealing with me about, and has been for the last several years, about seasons and what season that you are in. And so I was talking about a friend who was just torn up from the floor up. She said, I've never been so unhappy in my job and where I am. And I know that those people, my friends, look at me and I believe that they're happy for me. But the fact of the matter is we've all been there. We've all been in a place where misery loves company. If we're all in the same place together, we're all going through the same things together, then we're united. But when somebody comes out, you want to be happy for them, but it's almost like maybe they won the lottery and they're not struggling as much anymore as you. And so it brings challenges. And so what I begin to do is minister to her. And I said, remember all those years when I said every year, my season here is over. Then I started saying it so much, Risa and Lamia. People said, oh, you've been saying that for the last 4 years. You still here. You ain't going nowhere. But I kept speaking. Mm-hmm. My season is over. And when people would try to give me that place in that space, I would say to them, oh, I'm just here for a season. Mm-hmm. But see, when you break out of one season and move into the next season, sometimes it's hard for people who thought you're going to be in this season just like us forever.
And you know what? I agree 110% with what you said, because in my life, after all the things that I've been through, I had to make a point to where I said, this is not where I want to be. I'm going to be better than this. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I had to claim it. And I had to speak it so much to where I believed it. Because at one point, you start saying stuff and you really don't believe it. You just be like, oh, okay, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But you're not really taking those steps. And you really didn't believe where you would be, mm-hmm. where you are today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's no way I would have thought that this little ghetto girl back in the day would be up here where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Every day I had to strive to do something better. That change came with my children saying, I want better.
Mm-hmm.
I want better. You know, I say ghetto girl. I wasn't in the ghetto. I went to the ghetto. That's where I wanted to be. My parents didn't raise me that way. That's just what I chose.
Exactly.
You know,
and people make choices life.
And we did. And I made some very bad choices. And you know what? Every day I strive to say I'm going to do better. This is not my season.
Mm-hmm.
This is not where I'm going to be right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a new season that I am claiming. Mm-hmm. And next year starts a new season mm-hmm. for me. And every year. So with every woman, if you are find yourself in a place where you look up and you don't see sunlight, that's all right. Just take one more step closer.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start seeing something.
Just do something.
Just do something. I don't care if today you say, you know what, I'm going to walk for 3 minutes, and then tomorrow I'm going to walk for 4 minutes. Every minute you get closer, hey, guess what? You may walk 20 minutes mm-hmm. next week. But
and then
closer.
You know what will happen? That lady that's struggling to lose 100 pounds in a year or two, when she loses it, see, she stayed in that season for so long, maybe mm-hmm. even her whole life. Then when she comes out of that season, there are people that want to be happy for her,
mm-hmm.
but we was all big together.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so that is what makes this such a dichotomy.
And, you know, the thing is, a lot of women, whenever you get to that point, you can reach your hand down and say, I'm pulling you up. But you can also think about it, too, that they're reaching their hand up to pull you down.
Right. I look at it like, you know, we always say misery loves company. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Misery loves company, but bliss needs solitude sometimes. Mm. And if you really think about it, sometimes in order for you to fight, you know, go after your goals and press to your through your vision, you have to separate yourself. Whether it's losing weight, mm-hmm. sometimes you have to get in a mental mindset of this is me, this is my journey, and I have to go for it on my mm-hmm. own, whatever it mm-hmm. is. And that's okay. I'm fortunate enough to have a very, very strong support system. Mm-hmm. My friends are wonderful. You know, they support me in anything that I do. But they understand that when I step back, it's because it's something that God is working with me on. And mm-hmm. it's something that I'm right. developing within myself, and I'm working. And they're okay with that.
Mm-hmm. And they honor that.
They honor that. They do.
And see, so this is what we've been meditating on a lot. And I have gotten to the point where I went from being one way, all in, to being completely another way. And I'm talking about spending. And this is just sort of an example of where we are and what we're talking about. So I had a point in my life where I bought everything that our little money or big money at the time would allow. The best house, the best clothes, the best vehicle, the best gate, you know, can't be fake wrought iron. It's got to be wrought iron, you know, just ridiculousness. And then I got into another place where I became totally frugal, where I didn't want to pay for anything. I didn't want to spend anything. I had no real balance. And so yesterday, DC and I were traveling along. And we have been talking on the radio about giving, and we have believed God that we would be really, really big givers. We would give by the hundreds, then God would promote us to give by the thousands, and then by the hundreds of thousands, and then by the millions. We claim that. We speak that. So yesterday, I was having a moment of frugality, and DC got downright just indignant, and he said, Carlette, you have got to stop this. You have got to stop this. And he said something so powerful, and I think it is apropos to this conversation. He said, Carlette, if everywhere you go, you figure out how to bless somebody, he said, your life is going to be better. Now, let me tell you what happened. Mm-hmm. We were blessing my mom yesterday with something, and we bless our families. We bless people. We believe in sharing what God has blessed us with. And so they were in a store, and they were looking for something. And this guy says, nah, we don't have any more of those. Didn't take any, you know, measures to try to find it. Just came back within seconds and said, nah, we don't have any. So then, and yesterday I was talking about this, how God will always have a ram in the bush. So another young woman comes up and says, he says, this is what we're looking for. Can you see if you guys have it? And she said, yeah, we have that. She said, hold on a minute. So she goes in the back, comes out with the exact thing that they're looking for. And so what he did was he wrote this girl a check, just the worker, just wrote her a check. He said, I just want to buy you lunch. It was $25, but he just wrote her a check and said, I just want to bless you. Thank you for being a blessing and helping us. My point is this, if we look to bless people, even with our monetary efforts, or just with a smile or words, and we look not to throw our trash on people, I think we'll be better off. But first of all, Risa, before we can get there, you've got to own it. You've got to say, this is what I do. And most of us cannot own what we do. You know why? Because it hurts too much.
It does. So we sit in our misery, mm-hmm. in our situation, and we judge everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We're mad at everybody else because everything that you got is what I wanted. And I was just ministering to my mom the other day. And I was talking about, my pastor always uses the analogy of being pregnant, you know, with the vision.
Does he?
And I was saying, you know, for some people, it takes, in the natural, it takes 9 months. Some people go a little bit over their 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
But in the spirit realm, it's not like that. When God gives you something, you're going to carry that baby until it's ready.
Right.
So God is ready for it to come out.
Right.
You're going to go through growing pains, and you're going to feel like, I'm just full, and it's, when am I going to deliver, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it comes to a point that after you've done all that you can do to nurture and to help develop this baby, you cannot do anything but wait. You have to sit in the moment, and you have to wait on God to move, because it is truly, truly a process. And I can't look at the very thing that you did and how you got to your vision and think that that's my reality, because you had a process, and my process may be totally, totally different.
Right. Mm,
and powerful. I think that if we can own that and realize we may be going down the same road, we may be waiting on the same thing, but we have two, God has a different process for both of us.
Oh, that's
it
powerful.
It will happen. And I think about with Abraham and Sarah, he already made the promise. What God says he's going to do, he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we get tired of waiting.
We get tired of waiting.
We get tired of waiting. So we say, I'm just going to do what I want to do, because I'm going to get what I want one way or the other.
In case in point, suppose after 27 years, when Nelson Mandela was looking at all that white limestone rock, what would have happened if he would have given up?
Yep.
What would have happened if he would have gotten bitter and he would have said, look at everybody else jumping in front of me? We would not be sitting here celebrating his life and his legacy and all the greatness that is. Hey, the word this morning is most of the times, you just got to wait. Hey, everybody, this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Amerigroup, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Here's the number. It's 800-454-3730. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions, healthcare services, people care by caring people. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Hey, everybody, stay on point. We're going to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org. R473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them. At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Raise your fist, stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together.
Hey everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This is quite simply Real Women, Real Talk, joined by Risa Bowie, Lamia Solomon, and we're having a conversation about the sting of life. they're going to come. But you know what? What is for you is for you. And if you can truly believe that, if you can truly hold on, no matter how long, eventually you will birth that vision and that dream. But I do think, Risa, that in that moment, you have to find a way to celebrate and be happy for others, even when you're still on the battlefield, you're still grinding, you're still doing all of those things that you believe that God would have you to do to make your vision and your dreams a reality. I think there's a time, there's a place where you have to find some authentic happiness for others, especially others you say that you love and that you appreciate and that you support. I think that there has to be authenticity in that, and I think the real reason why we're not authentic, it's not our spirit man, but our flesh that can't be happy.
And God can't bless, he can't bless the flesh. Honestly, God doesn't even work with the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
He works with the spirit. So if you're allowing your flesh to overtake you and your judgment and your feelings, and you all, you know, I always tell people, you all in your feelings.
You all in your feelings.
Because of the flesh, well, uh-huh. God is going to leave you in your flesh to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're ready to work and form a covenant with him in the spirit and give it to him, even if it's not pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Say, God, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm not. I'm resentful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bitter.
And own
I'm
that.
I'm uncomfortable.
Right.
Own it.
Right.
But I need you to take it and mm-hmm. remove it. Well, he's going to do exactly that, because now you're being transparent. You're being honest
mm-hmm.
in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll start to move things.
Mm-hmm.
And I said off the air, don't let your vision die because you're tired of waiting.
Mm.
Don't throw your hands up and say.
Say that one more time, Risa.
Don't, and I'm going to just. I'm speaking to my mama, and I know she's listening.
Mm.
Mama, don't let your vision die because you're tired of waiting.
Mm.
You know, and I talked about Sarah and Abraham right before we got off
mm-hmm.
the air. They were old. God had made a covenant. He had established his promise with them long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a man that he shall lie. He's going to do what he says he's going to do.
That's it.
That's right.
But see, they got tired of waiting. And they was like, okay, we old now. This is not going to happen. But before, it's just totally impossible. Let's go bring in Hannah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they made a total mess of it. But then, look, God still did what he said he was going to do.
Even in their mess.
Even in the mess, he still did what he said that he was going to do.
But I think it's critically important that everybody listening, and if you don't know the story, it would bear going to read, don't allow a Hannah in. Because if you try to fix it, so Sarah thought, okay, I got this vision, I got this dream, but it ain't no way. It's no way that I could bear a child. So she goes out and she helps God. She gets Hannah. And she says, okay, I got this. And see, every time you think you have it, mm-hmm. oh, my good. Oh, my God.
You done made a mess of things.
Oh, you done made a... And then I think you have extended the waiting period.
Yes. And I think about, when I think about the waiting period, I think about being in the wilderness. You're waiting. God put you there for a reason. You got a process that you have to go through before you see the other side. James says that my mind is imaginary and it's cartoonish, and it is, because in my mind, the other side. He tells me all the time, the other side of the wilderness is Avatar, the world of Avatar.
Oh,
to me, I think
uh-huh.
that's heaven
uh-huh,
in
uh-huh,
my mind.
Uh-huh.
And so you go, you got to go through the wilderness to get to the Avatar.
Right.
But you could stay in the wilderness a little longer than what was expected if you start wilding and
like 40 years. Like 40 years when it was only supposed to take like maybe about 10 days.
Yeah. Exactly. You kicking and screaming and I'm mad. And I hear a lot of people, they use the scripture and they say, well, faith without works is dead. That's true. But sometimes your works is waiting.
Mm.
Sometimes the very thing that you're supposed to be doing
mm-hmm.
is letting God do what he needs to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wait. Be honest with yourself in your spirit. Tell God how you're really feeling and ask him to remove it and deal with you on that. Because while he's dealing with you on that, he could be processing you and preparing you
mm-hmm.
for what he has.
That's mm-hmm. right. Because you know what? You can be mentally not strong enough.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You could, in your spirit, you can be not strong enough for what is about to take place.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, yes, I want my own business. Yes, I want this. Yes, I want that. But you may not be strong enough. You think you are.
Or you may not be ready.
And you're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
You're not ready. And so God is telling you to wait so he can prepare you for what is about to take place. And boy, when God bless you, it's more than what you can imagine.
My pastor was talking to me about not being ready, because there are some things in the church that he's building me up to do. But I'm just ready to just jump.
Oh, yeah.
What's in there? And yeah, mm-hmm. I can do it. I can mm-hmm. do it. Mm-hmm. And he told me, he said, you're not a vice right now. You got to wait.
You're not what?
Of no vice.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so he said, you have to wait. He said, right now you don't have the experience. Mm-hmm. You don't have the time. You right. gotta. You have to go through some things. Mm-hmm. I'm processing you to become a leader. I'm preparing you.
Mm-hmm.
And I respected him so much for that, because if he didn't love me, he would have just threw me to the wolves.
Right.
But see, he's been through some things, and he's been through enough to know
right.
that once you step out to the next level, then
that's
you're
right.
going to have bigger beasts come at you. And so that's how that's I think right. about when you have a vision, God is the same mm-hmm, way. Mm-hmm. It's not that he's not going to make it happen for you. He's just preparing you, because he knows when he opens up mm-hmm. the floodgates, the
that's
enemy
right.
is going to come. But you got to be ready to take them on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I just want to say this really quick, because when you said that, I thought about my mom, because my mom said she got a call and from some women in the church, and they said, guess what? We're going to go over here and we're going to pray this other woman because she got some demons. My mom said, hold up, baby. I ain't ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
God, you ain't ready for that either. Hold on. If that woman got demons, she said, I ain't ready for that. She said, no, baby, you got to go on your own, because the Lord ain't put that in my heart to go deal with no demons. So y'all on your own. Y'all go over there and you fight them if you want to, but you ain't prepared. You're not a minister, and you're not ready. You know, some people not spiritually ready to be doing that. If I'm an Ursa, I'm not going to fight no demons. You know, that demon gonna turn and jump off up on me, and we're gonna have a whole new exorcism going on, or whatever the case may be.
But hey, guess what?
About that,
I think that you guys are right on point, and I think that this is what I hope that people will take away from this conversation, talking about the stings of life. They're gonna come. You can own it if you're living in authenticity. You can get better. And guess what? Preparation time, as our pastor would say, is not wasted time. I'm going to say it again. Preparation time is not wasted time. And if you'll look at that and you'll say, but Carlette, I've been preparing for 20 years. Well, look at Sarah and Abraham. Look at Nelson Mandela, all the years that he had to prepare for the greatness that was in him. And then I started thinking about Dr. Miles Monroe, who is a great man of God, and he said, you know what, the richest place in the world is the cemetery. And as I pondered that, I didn't understand it until sometime later. Don't allow your visions and your dreams to die. Don't allow them to die. If you just don't quit, if you just stand strong, and I hope that this conversation makes you better. I hope it makes you stronger. I hope it makes you stand in that resolve and say, you know what? I ain't seen it yet, but God said it. I believe it, and I'm going to stand on it in this new year. Risa Bowie, you are always amazing. Lamia Solomon, you get more and more amazing every conversation. Thank you guys so much for being so honest and so real. And thank all of you. Thank you for loving our Real Women, Real Talk. You know what? It empowers us to get better, to be more real, and to just put it out there. And that's why we never tell the ladies what the conversation is going to be, because we just want them to be simply real. Thank you guys so much. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Try it. Try to love yourself. And don't forget, be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. And you know what? We're going to be fishing in all that cold weather on tomorrow. So we can't wait to see you back here on Momentum Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks. Get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that. Tell me how you feel about this. Do what I want, if I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want. Shoes on my feet. I've got boots I'm wearing. I've